This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's been a great show so far today. We had Aaron Zellman, Jews of Preservation of Firearms, in the last hour. This hour, we're taking your calls and getting into the news. The government says that, oh yeah, they do plan to go ahead and attack North Korea as early as this October. And so what do they try to nuke us? You know, it's all part of living in the homeland. They'll take all your rights away and keep you safe. They also plan to attack Iran and Syria. More details on that. Some of the bizarre police state measures being carried out against the people as they crack down the population. Gun control, more on biometrics. It's all coming up in this hour. But right now, we were talking to Ted. Well, Ted's coming up next. We're talking to John in England. And, John, you were telling us about one of the folks on the BBC talking about the globalist, their term for the New World Order. And, the globalist always complaining, or the anti-globalist always complaining about the globalist, but never having what they stand for and what they want. You're saying this guy had an actual list of ideas. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it was, I haven't had a chance to type up a full transcript of the program myself. Someone else on a forum typed up some of it. I'll read you what one of his key comments was here, first of all. George Monbiot says, "All I'm trying to do at the moment is to say, those powers which already exist at the global level, let's democratize them. I'm not saying let's get rid of the nation state, though that might be a potential outcome of what I'm suggesting." Interesting, huh? Then there's this discussion. Have you heard of a guy called Roger Kimball?
Well, sir, I would just say that's the standard line. In Police State 3, I point out, the left wing says, okay, there is a new world order, but let's make it liberal and loving. And the right wing says, oh, no, there is a new world order, but it's going to be conservative. So they bypass the discussion of we don't want a new world order to, okay, there is going to be a world government. Let's accept it. Let's have a debate about how the table's going to be set. So that's a wheel within a wheel, whereas 5 years ago we talked about a new world order. It didn't exist. We were kooks. Now, oh, yeah, there's a new world order. It's just what type do you want? Go ahead.
Alex, yeah. Have you heard of a neoconservative called Roger Kimball?
No.
Well, they had him on. I think he's a low-level neocon, but they had him on. And we've got here the presenter of the show. It was Gavin Estler last night. He says, people across the world are very uneasy that globalization means Americanization and American dominance. I mean, that's obviously true, isn't it? Kimball says, I think it's in part true. I think it's also true that they welcome it. Americanization means liberty. Estler goes on, why does United States stroke globalization mean liberty, as you asserted? And he comes back, and Roger Kimball, a neoconservative, says, well, yes, because I believe that these poor countries that you just mentioned, the people in these countries, should every morning get down and say a prayer for the fact that America is the greatest power at the moment, because it's a power that is working to make them more prosperous and more secure.
And I can tell you from the United States, this is not the U.S. government saying this. It's private banks hijacking us out of Europe, the Dutch, the British royal family, the Rockefellers, the Crumps, the Warburgs, the classic names, and they're using America as the bad cop, as their muscle, to take over the world. And this is just thoroughly disgusting. And when they claim they're bringing liberty, let me tell you, they're getting rid of our freedoms and our precious Bill of Rights here. So how dare these anti-American, gun-grabbing neocons claim they're bringing the world liberty? All they're doing is bringing them puppet dictatorships and tyranny.
Alex.
Yes.
There's one more thing I just want to say to you. Would it be possible to speak to you in the break? Because I want to tell you something. I'm working on something right now. And I can't talk about it over the air, but it may actually blow a lot of stuff wide open. So perhaps you can
sure,
come back to me.
Sure, sure. I'll talk to you during the break. Everybody will call and want to do this, but I do it on occasion. Sure, I'll talk to you during the break and find out what's on your mind. Thanks for the call, John. I'll talk to you here in just a second during the break. Then I will come back and talk to Ted, Sheila, and many others. If you would like to join us on air on this live Thursday, the 12th of June, 2003 edition, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Pharmaceutical companies, doctors, and hospitals all make money from sick people. So what incentive is there for them to make you well? For thousands of years, man has used spices and herbs to ward off disease and cure, yes, cure illness. It's no wonder the drug manufacturers feel threatened by spices and herbs. The North American Herb and Spice Company manufactures the products that Dr. Cass Ingram has been recommending for years. The Oregacin, Oreganol, and Oregamax are working wonders for people all over the country and can work wonders for you, too. According to the Quarterly Review of Biology published by the University of Chicago, spices like oregano can have a 100% kill rate of bacteria. Protect yourself and your family with the oregano products recommended by Dr. Cass Ingram. Call 877-817-9829 and order your Oregacin, Oreganol, and Oregamax today. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com. Doctors and drugs, or herbs and spices. The choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The United States and Canada lost 100,000 millionaires in 2002. We'll talk about some of the real economic data. I want to get into some of the other Second Amendment news and how our government, the illegitimate military-industrial complex government, saying they want to invade a whole list of third world countries now. And again, they're doing this for the big banks, and America's taking the blame globally for this, while internal propaganda tells us how great we are and how wonderful this all is. But before I do that, I want to go to Ted, Sheila, Mark, and many others that are patiently holding. But before I do that, I want to remind you that this hour is sponsored by Herbal Healer Academy. HerbalHealer.com is their website. They have a free newsletter monthly that is full of vital information. They've been around since 1987. They have more products with more quality names at better prices than anyone I know of. And you know we check our sponsors out, and I've gotten a lot of great products from them. They will give you a free 220-page catalog. I mean, it's got a nice color cover. Each page is well put together, jam-packed with information. You really need to call and at least get a free catalog. They have books for your area of the country, what type of natural herbs are occurring, how to grow an herb garden, naturopathic classes that you can take on CD-ROM. correspondence classes. Folks, they've got so much. You need to take advantage of this. Give them a call for the free newsletter and the free catalog and tell them Alex Jones sent you to get that. 870-269-4177. 870-269-4177. HerbalHealer.com is the website. Tell them you want the free catalog with all the great products. So many great things that are so much better. Herbs, vitamins, minerals. I mean, they've got it all. This place has got more than any health food store you'd find, and at lower prices. 870-269-4177. And something else happened with Herbal Healer Academy. You know that Bill Clinton in 93 had hundreds of health food shops raided. And they said you can't sell vitamin C over the counter. That was defeated because of nationwide outrage. Europe has banned 90-plus percent of over-the-counter vitamins and minerals. They've just done it. Big Pharma doesn't want you self-medicating or doing preventative things. And so many of the illnesses are from having deficiencies in vitamins and minerals and key cofactors and enzymes. Well, they went after Herbal Healer last year, 2 years ago now, and they're one of the few groups that actually beat the FDA, thanks to all of you out there. So, amazing stuff, big victory. Give them a call, 870-269-4177, 870-269-4177, herbalhealer.com. Let's go to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Ted in Texas. Ted, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
You bet, sir.
And also thanks to you and GCN. I listen to you guys all the time now ever since I found out. And what's really bad is that most people have no idea about this radio station or your show, and it's just kind of sad to talk to people and try and tell them. They have no clue.
Well, at least they're learning. We were all dumb as dirt once ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. I also want to say, I want to get you or somebody needs to get you on a symposium over at UT. I mean, I go to these things and they're there talking about this stuff, and I just love to see you be able to talk to these people. And
let me tell you the difference. At UT, it's like the last caller talking about the big, you know, anti-globalist on TV saying, we admit there's a global government, let's democratize it. See, they've sidestepped the debate of we don't want a new world order to, okay, will it be liberal or conservative, again in that phony paradigm. And I've watched the symposiums at UT on cable, the Noam Chomskys, the professors, the rest of them, and it's all a phony left-wing paradigm. I do need to come talk to UT, and if they invite me to talk to a big enough crowd, I'll come do it. I've actually spoken at UT twice before.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I went to one with Nathan Sales. He was one of the lawyers who wrote the Patriot Act. He was like one of the guys who wrote it, and just listen to this guy talk. I mean, it's crazy, his mind state. I mean, he's pretty much brainwashed, I think. I mean, because after the show, they were talking about that guy Padilla, who was arrested under the Patriot Act and held without charge. And I don't know if this guy's guilty or not, but he's held without charge. And
he doesn't get a jury. He doesn't get a lawyer. He doesn't get anything.
Yeah, and after the conference, we're asking questions to him, and there's a little crowd around him asking him questions, and we said, well, you have this guy and you're punishing him, but you're not telling him why he's being punished. And he interrupted us and he said, oh, he's not being punished. I mean, that's his mind state. This guy's being held, and he can't contact anybody, and he's not going to have a trial. And
they're saying it's going to be for gun ownership in their own documents. They're saying it's going to be for not handing over your land to the government. It's going to be for everything in Section 802. Any misdemeanor, you can be secretly arrested, secretly executed, mainstream news articles on Infowars.com right now. Headline, U.S. announces death camps.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make you angry?
Yeah. Wow. Well, and another thing I wanted to say was that I'm trying to, like, when I try and tell my parents about just to, like, listen to this show, and, like, even adults around me just to listen to this show or listen just to GCN in general, I try and tell them this, and they just kind of have this knee-jerk reaction of, like, doubt with it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, anybody that criticizes the government's crazy, government's never done any wrong, government hung the moon, government made the oceans, government is just perfect, let's submit to it. Okay, well, your parents are going to enjoy their 501Ks being taken, their pension funds, they're changing the rules where your parents won't own their pension funds, and they can thank the government for that, too, and They can thank him for the $1 trillion missing from the Pentagon, and they can thank him for everything. Thanks for the call, Ted. Sheila in Missouri. Sheila, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you today?
I'm pretty good, Sheila. How are you?
Well, being followed. Monday, I took a trip to town, and I was pulled over by a state trooper. He was doing his, I don't know what. He never gave me an explanation. He was just pulling people over. He was standing in the middle of the highway and asking to see their driver's license. So he had a gentleman on one, on the other side of me looking at his license, and he told me to give him my license. And I said, no, sir, I do not have one. So he told me to pull over to the side of the road, and I did. He came back to me, and he noticed that my son and I both had our seatbelts on. And he said, you want to tell me why you don't have a license? And I said, yes, sir, I believe in the Constitution of the United States. And I also believe in the Bible. My husband owns this truck. He gives me permission to drive it. So therefore, unless he tells me to get a driver's license, and until you show me where the Constitution of the United States says that I have to have a driver's license or a license at all to operate something that my husband owns and gives me permission to use, then I'll go get one. He laughed at me and then asked for my insurance papers. I said, I'll allow you to see those. That's fine. I showed them to him. He looked them over, and he laughed at me again, handed me the insurance form, and said, well, I could stand here and debate with you over the Constitution of the United States, but I don't have that kind of time today. So you can just go on. So I left.
Well, I'll tell you what's happening is you've got him out there in the middle of the highway. The federal government has their click-it-or-ticket program. They are demanding that the states carry out tens of thousands of warrantless checkpoints, safety checks, and part three of the four-part plan in the Federal Register, and it's in my film, Police State 2000, made in 99. It says in there that this is to train you for internal checkpoints, train you to be taxed and traced to drive your car, and he was out there with no probable cause,
that's
randomly
right,
stopping vehicles, and I don't care what court tells him what. The courts can say black people are slaves. I say that's a fraud, too. The courts can say that, you know, that we don't have any rights, but that's a fraud, and he can laugh all day about what our veterans fought and died to preserve and protect and defend, and he is a shameful creature. But you ought to be glad he didn't beat you up and take you to jail. You know, they did that to Abby Newman.
Right, and that's what I was really expecting.
By the way, you know now they took her daughter's children and are trying to take her younger daughter, CPS is, all because she sued the government over that warrantless checkpoint that we've all seen on video in the Road to Tyranny. So that's how corrupt this government is.
Exactly, and I think he would have done something had I been alone. But I had my son with me. And I really think that he would have done more if I hadn't had my son with me.
But it was real funny flushing America down the toilet.
Exactly. And my son, he was just, he's 11, and he just couldn't believe it. He said,
well, by the way, according to the Supreme Court and the laws, if it is a general agreed upon conveyance of the day, you do not have a license to use the roads as part of your right to travel, but under U.S. code, the automobile is considered the unusual conveyance under the 1918 Supreme Court ruling, because back then cars were still rare.
Right.
So that's why you can still legally and lawfully ride a horse down the side of the road.
Right.
That's why until a few years ago you could drive your tractor or your farm equipment, because it was still considered to be part of agriculture or the general conveyance. Now they're trying to even change that. But it's not law, it's color of law and practice.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
By the way, I have another mainstream news article where the governments of the U.S., the U.K., and Australia admit they plan to start taxing you to drive your car with satellite tracker boxes. The hardware is already in all new automobiles in the U.S. They put in the infrastructure first. It's only a few years away unless you fight it. You'll be paying 65 cents a mile to drive. You doubt me? It's right here in the article. We'll get to that and a lot more and more of your calls. Stay with me.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely free. Just visit LifeWise.com or call 1-800-643-9558 and ask for free JointWise Cream. That's right, LifeWise will send a jar of JointWise Cream to you absolutely free of charge with no obligation of any kind. JointWise Cream customers report quick, penetrating relief, and JointWise Cream is unique. It's the only formulation that contains this exclusive combination of powerful ingredients, including glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, boswellin, capsaicin, and more. Why not let JointWise Cream speed pain relief to your aching muscles and joints, risk-free? Visit LifeWise.com today or call 1-800-643-9558. That's 1-800-643-9558. No strings attached. Just ask for free JointWise Cream to receive your free jar of this fast-acting pain-relieving formulation. Call 1-800-643-9558 today. Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait, do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24 hours, 7 day a week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Understand the corruption. I understand what the globalists are doing. I understand history, and you can too. Thanks for joining me. I'm Alex Jones. Let's go back to calls, and I'm coming back in the next segment, going straight into this mountain of vital news that, believe me, you don't want to miss. Mark in Colorado, then Mike in Illinois, and others. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Had a question for you regarding the construction of the World Trade Center towers. I've been doing a little bit of research about the way they were constructed, and I know, of course, as you do, that the buildings were destroyed by explosives primarily, and that the crashes of the airliners were nothing but a ruse to confuse the American people and use as an excuse. And in my research, I've discovered, of course, that the official government version of the destruction of the buildings includes a theory called the trust theory, and that, of course, is the one that says that the buildings essentially had very weak trusses between the inner cores and the outer columns.
Yeah, they claim that the lattice structure of the building did that, but the designer of the building has said years before, and the design clearly was so a large passenger liner could hit it without any real structural damage, because it already had a problem with a B-17, or was it a Liberator, hitting the Empire State Building during heavy fog during World War II.
Right, it was in 1945. It was a B-17 that hit the Empire State Building and destroyed 23 floors. Of course, it didn't collapse. It burned, but it didn't collapse, and it caused extensive damage.
Also, I would continue to add to all of this that Firefighter Engineering, the oldest firefighter organization and publication in the country, says that it is impossible, says there's a cover-up. The second tower imploded and fell faster than the 1,300-plus-story building could fall, according to the laws of gravity.
Right.
Only if there were explosives beneath it blowing it out could that have happened. And Building 7 wasn't hit by an aircraft, but caught fire in the afternoon, and an hour later imploded and fell in 3.2 seconds, which was also impossible. A bowling ball doesn't drop that fast.
Right. I mean, it's all pretty bogus. Minoru Yamasaki and Associates basically provided the design architecture for the World Trade Center. And I've done some research on the Internet. I can't find anything regarding the actual architectural plans anywhere. They just disappeared. Emery Roth and Son served as the architect of record, but nobody seems to know where they are. You look up any website or any search engine to try to find plans for these buildings, and they're nowhere to be found because, well, obviously nobody wants us to know how they were really constructed, because if the truth came out, then the official government version couldn't be substantiated.
Well, sir, there had never been a steel frame building. There have been dozens of hotel fires, other big buildings that burned for days, killed dozens of firefighters. They never collapse. They don't collapse. They don't do that. And why did they take the steel away? Why did the FEMA ban photography? Why did they ship it to China? Oklahoma City bombing, they imploded the building weeks after, took it to a Wackenhut landfill, buried it under guard with M16 and MP5 toting private guards to this day. The Waco Church Records Vault, the only concrete part of the building where the women and children were hiding out, it had a hole blown in the top. That was admitted in Delta Force documents. They went in and pulled triggers and killed them and put a sackle explosive on top. We have photos of that. I've talked to the cement truck drivers in Waco. They took the rubble of that, poured it in a landfill, private landfill, and poured for days concrete in it and over it to mix it with the chunks. Now, that's what a criminal does, is cover up the evidence of their crime.
Absolutely. I guess my question for you, and I know it took a long time to get to this, but my question was, do you know of anyone who has plans to these buildings, the World Trade Center towers? I mean, I would love to get my hands on them.
I know they've been studied, sir, and I know that they're in university architecture classes on disk and in books. I would imagine that the University of Colorado at Denver would have the plans, detailed plans of World Trade Center 1 and 2 Tower, as well as the other buildings of the complex.
That's awesome.
I would almost guarantee that.
Well, I'm going to check that out. I mean, I know about World Trade Center 7,
well,
too.
Well, sir, we have a book that's 100-and-something pages long, hundreds of color photographs and diagrams with the architecture of the building showing how it was blown up. It's called Painful Questions.
I've actually got that book. It's by Eric Huffschmidt. I picked that up from him. It was one of the first things I bought off your website. It's a very, very good book. His book does not describe the internal structures other than trusses. So I'm trying to find more information so I can share this with friends. You're doing a great job, Alex.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mark, for the call. Mike in Illinois will talk to you. Then I'm going straight into all this news. There it is, voluminous amounts of it, all vital. From the economy to satellite tracking and taxation, your cars, give your face, Maximum Big Brother, We resist it by exposing it when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the water pump.
That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day, and then back from 9 to midnight. I'm here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and InfoWars.net. We're about to go to Mike in Illinois, and then I'm getting into bunch of the news that has stacked up here that is so important that we cover here on the air in the last 26 minutes that we have remaining in this worldwide broadcast on this Thursday. I do want to invite you to get my book, 911 Descent into Tyranny. It's only $12, 230 pages, full of graphics and diagrams and photos. It covers the history of government-sponsored terror, how they blow stuff up and blame it on enemies as a pretext for war and to take your liberties. We cover September 11th and what really happened there and where the globalists are going in the future. It's an excellent book, 911, Descent into Tyranny. The New World Order Master Plan Exposed. I also have 911, The Road to Tyranny, frankly my best film. 2 hours and 24 minutes long on VHS, hour and 70 minutes on DVD. And it covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, 911, Oklahoma City, gets into eugenics programs, the end of Posse Comitatus, the military on the streets. It gets into the prison camp society and economy, the Patriot Act 1. Then I have the Masters of Terror that expands on knowledge of government prior knowledge and involvement on 911. I also have Police State 1, Police State 2. Now I've released a new film, Police State 3, which is excellent. You got to get to that one as well. So I've got 9 different films, my own book. I carry Eric Hufschmidt's book. I carry George Humphrey's books and audio cassettes and CDs. I have pro-Second Amendment, anti-tyranny T-shirts that are shocking. It'll definitely in a crowd get attention and let you know who's on your side and who's not. Meet a lot of like-minded people by wearing the shirt. It's a good way to meet people. Just go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse all the great freedom information we have, or call toll-free to get my videos, books, or tapes at 1-888-253-3139. Again, that toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. You absolutely must get these videos. And yes, I do something no one else does to my knowledge. That is, I encourage you. I don't just authorize you. I encourage you, when you buy my videos, to make copies of them for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. Because, you know, if you just get my videos and don't show them to anybody and don't make copies and don't tell them to make copies, it's not going to go anywhere. But if you get the videos, if you air them on Access TV, if you show them to your VFW hall, if you show them to your local activist organization, you will educate masses of people. You need to get the videos. You need to make copies. We need to expose the perpetrators of September 11th. We need to educate enough people so they can be brought to justice. And at a bare minimum, so they know that a majority of us know they did it, and then that will cause them to back off and not carry out more terror. So what we're trying to do here is save lives by exposing who the terrorists are. So call and get the videos at 1-888-253-3139, or at the websites, or by simply writing to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Just this past Sunday, I took my The Road to Tyranny film, which I have just gotten last week. I ordered it and showed it to my church congregation. About 28 people showed up, and they were baffled by it. They were astounded. Thought it was a very good film. I'd encourage anybody out there who hasn't seen it yet to go ahead and get it.
So we found 90% wake-up rates to people that see the film. What percentage of the 22 would you say woke up?
There were 28 people. I'd say probably 20 of them at least. I was talking to a gentleman, Alex, and I want to ask you a question. This guy said his brother was an ex-CIA agent. This guy was about 70 years old. He's a member of my church. And I'm just, Alex, I want to ask you a question. I know back when the election, the big election fraud scam with Gore and Bush and all that, when you were saying, well, you know, voter news services and all that was all, I just want your angle on something. And he brought up a good point. Isn't it possible that the New World Order wanted Bush in there rather than Gore, and that was a botched election, being that Bush's brother was in Florida, and you know, they knew they had to get Bush in there to stage this Iraqi war that's been planned since 1998, or longer than that, Alex, but according to what I've heard.
Well, we have their own documents, the Project for a New American Century, written by Rumsfeld and Bush.
Right. So, I mean, being that they're both puppets, they knew that Bush would be the better one of the two to get in there.
Because he's a Trojan horse conservative and would act as a sleeping gas to make conservative America go to sleep.
Right. So do you believe that there was some fraudulent activity with Gore and Bush election?
Mike, let me explain this to you. I only deal in things I can prove. And occasionally I'll speculate, very rarely. And if I do, I'll tell you I'm speculating. I know that the military-industrial complex, without a shadow of a doubt, carried out September 11. I know they carried out Oklahoma City. I know they killed Kennedy. I know that Voter News Services took over 2 weeks after they blew his head off in Dallas, Texas. I know that it's had different names. I know that Voter News Services, that night, announced that Al Gore was the president. Okay? And
right.
Then they announced that Bush was the president. And then they announced that Al Gore was the president. And it went back and forth. And
right,
I studied it. Well, they caught Democrats in Florida, one legislator, with voting machines in his car, cramming the ballots. They caught Republicans taking tens of thousands of people's names off the ballot. They have a CIA front company, Choice Point, manipulating things. Both sides were in some type of battle. We saw an internal fight in the New World Order for what Mafia Don front man would be over the North American governorship.
Right.
That's what they call it. Now, I don't know if that was contrived, because out of that crisis, they got a $4+ billion package passed with Chuckie Schumer authoring it, Bush signing it, to federally put in and fund touchscreen election systems that are totally fraud-based, absolutely documented, no record of how you voted. It's got federal elections overseeing our local elections. A federally controlled phone line is hooked into all the precinct touchscreens. This is the system. So, I don't know, but I know this. The average American, I will ask you, do you know how they announce who the winner is? At 7 o'clock Central? No, you don't. Did you know that in the 98 election and the 96 election, states went different directions than what VNS said, and there was never an investigation, nothing was done?
Right,
they go
by. In the
96 election, some of the conservative candidates actually won states, and VNS said that they didn't. Pat Buchanan came out and won in Arizona. Somebody at ABC News in the 98 congressional election posted the exact order of the election the day before. Someone inside, desperately, like a hero, published the results of the election on abcnews.com a day before. That site was saved. That's on votescam.com, other websites. So there is election fraud. This is going on. But the different manipulations and jockeying, I don't know. But I know there was fraud on both sides. I know Voter News Service has not been abolished. It's been given a new name now. It's still in the same building with Mr. Headline as the head of it. No one's allowed to go into it. The media isn't allowed to see it. It's like this black box, and the average American doesn't know what's inside of it.
And we're the one that votes them in, and we have no access to it.
Well, yeah, it just gives you the illusion that you're voting. Now, what does the federalization do with the touchscreens and the federal oversight of local elections, quote, to fix the problems we saw in southern Florida? That now neutralizes real elections locally. Many areas we still had real election results being posted for congressional candidates, state legislature candidates, city hall, county commissioners. Now that's being federalized. County clerks are being federalized. And so that's what this $4-plus billion a year did that Bush just passed. So obviously, Clinton Gore had control of the White House, so VNS said that Gore had won. Then they said that Bush had won. But then the rabbit hole gets even deeper, and we get into evidence of the CIA and Bush Sr. meeting at Bilderberg Group meetings in 91, MENA, Arkansas, with the cocaine dealing together, George Bush protecting Bill Clinton from Pardongate, pardoning convicted cocaine traffickers and money launderers. So they're really all together, and I tend to believe that it's all theater, sir.
Sure, absolutely, Alex. And, you know, your question with me about the 28 people that saw the film, you know, Alex, I go to church and I'm a Christian, and a lot of the people in my church say, oh, well, we got to pray for Bush. He's doing a great job. But I'll tell you what, there was about six men that came out of that after that film Sunday night, and they were just like, I can't believe Bush. And then I had told them, I said, go to Infowars.com. I said, you need to know about Bohemian Grove. This man is a Satanist. And in my opinion, he is a Satanist, especially because of the skull and crossbone fraternity that him and his father were in. Nixon was in that. I believe Nixon was in that. I know Nixon was at Bohemian Grove. Am I correct, Alex?
Yeah, he's a Grove member, not a Skull and Bones member.
Okay. Same difference. I mean, they're all Satanists, in my opinion, and that's all part of the New World Order, Alex. But
well,
I just want to...
They admit it, and they admit I snuck in and got the footage. It's Eyes Wide Shut for real. And what you need to do now is tell those 28 people to bring one more person, and you'll have 56 people next time, and then tell them to bring 56 more, and you'll have 112, and tell them to bring 112 next time, and you'll have 224, and then tell them to bring 224, and you'll have, you know, the numbers just continue from there.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Alex, and I'll tell you what, I urge any people out there who haven't seen that video to get it. It's phenomenal, Alex. The footage on there, especially with the Oklahoma City bombing, how you go into it, you start out, you go through the history of corruption in the government, and basically problem reaction solution, and it's just a phenomenal film. It's worth every minute of it, Alex.
So what were the reactions during the film? Were there any gasp during it?
Yeah, I mean, there were you know, Alex, I'll tell you what, a lot of people, especially during the Oklahoma City bombing coverage, that shows you, you know, that pretty much started out you know, how the corruption was, how the government was involved in it, and how the ATF agents were not in the building when the bomb went off in the Oklahoma City bombing. That none were around, and that they brushed it under the rug, basically, when news people were, you know, questioning the ATF. Where were you? Where were you? Well, we weren't in the building. We can't no further comment about it.
Well, and as you know, the evidence gets a lot more conclusive than that. I just hope folks get the video and make copies. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Thanks, Al.
No more calls today because I got about 13 minutes left, 13 and a half minutes left. I want to get into some of this news. Top story again, U.S. can't rule out North Korea's strike. Rumsfeld advisor Richard Perle says, and they've leaked the battle plan to go ahead and invade in October. We don't know if that'll happen, but it's definitely on the charts. NATO debates sweeping changes to be a global police body, BBC. A woman was fined for writing a comment on a check that she didn't appreciate the court. And it says that in New Brunswick, New Jersey, despite the fact that a court ruling, the state judiciary, which oversees municipal courts, prohibits judges from penalizing citizens for writing comments on checks, court officials would not comment on why the order was not followed in this case. And she has been charged with criminal charges for her free speech. So that is continuing. Stock loses steam, and then it goes back up. They're training you to stay in the market when it takes the next big plunge. I read on Monday where the Wall Street Journal said that top CEOs are dumping their stocks during this rally. This is out of CNN Money. Stock losses cull millionaire ranks. Survey says U.S. Canada have 100,000 fewer millionaires in the 2002 despite increase in global wealth. Stock losses contributed heavily to a decline in the number of North American millionaires last year, even as the world's richest people are getting richer, according to the new report. Yeah, the little middle-class millionaires, and that's lower middle class. If you've got $4 or $5 billion and, you know, your family founded a few universities, you're kind of mid-level. And then if you own the private central banks and print the money and own the military and you're so powerful people don't even know your name, like the Crumps and others, you're actually an elitist. So that's going on there. And Iranian nuclear experts visited North Korea, report says. AFP, Iranian nuclear experts made 3 secret visits to North Korea this year, even as the Stalinist state faced international criticism from its nuclear arms ambitions, a press report said Wednesday. They have nuclear weapons. They have Taipong Dong 2 missiles to deliver them. UK rejects U.S. plans of regime change in Iran. And it says Britain and the United States disagree on their stance towards Iran. Foreign Secretary Jack Straw indicated on Wednesday, sometimes friends disagree. We can have an honest disagreement about our approach to Iran with the U.S. Straw told the Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee, we can have honest disagreements with our friends despite a hardening opposition towards Tehran by British Prime Minister Tony Blair last month. Straw restrained Britain's line that it did not want regime change in Iran. Well, they said that before, and then they'll come out and say they're for the war. It's like Powell saying he's against the war, and then suddenly he's for it, and they go, oh, look, even the detractors been won over to the side of the debate in the war. This is theater. Absolutely incredible. And now Rumsfeld's beating the drums for war. This is out of Reuters. Al-Qaeda busy in Iran, Rumsfeld says. Senior al-Qaeda leaders were busy in Iran, the U.S. Defense Secretary said today, amid reports that terrorist attacks in Saudi Arabia were directed by a small cell in Iran. And Iran, by the way, arrest any al-Qaeda people. They don't want CIA in their country. They're a different sect. Just from a factual standpoint, there is no question, but there have been and are today senior al-Qaeda leaders in Iran, and they are busy, Donald Rumsfeld said. But it turns out he lied about the nuclear reactors. He said Iraq did have nuclear reactors and weapons. I've got Cheney on tape on Meet the Press saying that. I mean, just more lies for old, folks. New lies for old. And what are they doing? Republicans limit probe on Iraq. You mean neocons do. Republicans in Congress on Wednesday rebuffed Democrats' calls for an investigation into whether the Bush administration misled or inflated threats posed by Iraq before going to war in March. Well, of course they did. I want to tell you about satellite tracking boxes and some other key tidbits of news. When we get back, they're going to tax you to drive your cars. You might speak out against it. You might demand it's taken out of your new car you just bought. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Much news as possible, so strap yourselves in. BBC Death Camp, Camp Delta Death Camp chamber planned for American citizens as well as foreigners. A court, an execution chamber could be built at the U.S. detention camp in Cuba under plans being drawn up by the military officials. You will not be allowed to face your accusers, no jury, and you can secretly be arrested under the new Patriot Act and secretly executed. This is out of the Oregonian. The case of the missing trillion. The Pentagon's own inspector general admits that the department could not account for more than $1 trillion of the past spending. And that is came out. The Pentagon is asking for another $400 billion for the next budget. It cannot account for $1 trillion. And this is all part of compromising people in the military and the government through corruption. Gun control bill would subject firearms to consumer safety screening. It already happens, but the feds will be able to ban any gun they say is unsafe. Well, obviously a gun is unsafe if not used properly. All about shutting down the Second Amendment. Also, engineer blows whistle over tainted voting booths, files lawsuit. This story is from 2600 News. It's on InfoWars.com. You want details of how the electronic voting machines are designed to be federally controlled and are fraud-driven systems? That's on InfoWars.com. Go ahead for stem cell research. BBC, scientists who cloned Dolly, the sheep, have been granted a license allowing them to carry out controversial stem cell research or cloning of embryos. That's what it says. So they're already doing the human cloning. They're just killing them in the embryonic stage. It's all just word games. Applied Digital Solutions, the implantable microchip company, the Business Journal of South Florida reports, to sell 2.5 million shares to help pay debt. They're owned by IBM and the People's Liberation Army. This is by VNUNet. UK technology news, reviews, and downloads. Government mulls GPS-based car tax plan. Already implementing it in London and major cities. Now they want it to go nationwide. UK cars can be fitted with satellite receivers. The hardware is already in the cars, I would add. As part of a pay-as-you-drive tax scheme that will further boost the rapid advance of GPS technology, the plan is currently being considered by Transport Minister Alistair Darling. If approved, the country's 24 million cars would be tracked using GPS technology and taxed individually depending on when and where and how much they have driven. 65 cents a mile is being recommended during peak times, 2 cents a mile, U.S. It calculates out the pounds. And they're going to start it with the police just to track them and then the bus drivers and the lorry drivers to pay their taxes. But it'll be for everybody else, for all citizens of the country. And the insurance union will start testing pay-as-you-drive insurance, and they're pushing it. Progressive Insurance wants to make it the law here. You see how this works? All new cars already have the hardware in them. And all GM cars are now having the full system already in them, and you foolishly accept it. You better have them remove it out of the car when you buy it or refuse. Here's one out of Arab News. Tracking of vehicles made possible. A Saudi economic onset company has manufactured a satellite-based automatic vehicle location system that makes it possible to track movement of a vehicle on a bilingual Arab-English digital map, the speed at which the vehicle is traveling and the route it is following, and, of course, it's for taxation. There's lots of propaganda every day of how it'll stop all the criminals, and cops will be able to turn your cars off, and already some manufacturers are putting kill switches in, and the cops have digital codes to kill your car via helicopter as they fly above you. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And again, the U.S. urges smallpox vaccines for monkeypox exposure. Oh, nobody would take the shots? Well, now maybe you need it for the monkeypox. Go ahead and take their deadly vaccine, or the monkeypox will get you. And Blair and Brown launch Euro campaign, trying to convince skeptical Swiss, Belgians, and British to accept the euro. That's from the Evening Standard. Also on Infowars.com and net. Tell your friends and family about the show. You can tune in via the AM and FM dial, the internet, at Infowars.com or net. Our global shortwave from 9 to midnight central at 5.085 or 6890, or during the day at 12.172 or 9320. I'm out of time. Stand up against corruption. Get involved in the fight for liberty. And have a great day.
Are you losing your hair like me? Then you gotta listen to me about a great new product called New Hair. It's all natural, clinically tested to stop hair loss, and New Hair is guaranteed.